Members of the public can submit comments on the newest Gravina Access study through a variety of methods. A recent public hearing was one way, but written comments will be accepted through the DOT website and via regular mail. But will those official comments include social media posts? Well, maybe. During an open house and public hearing in Ketchikan, DOT Southeast Region Director Albert Claw says they're considering it. And he notes that a Facebook post linking to the study has been very popular. So, how popular? To answer that, he calls over DOT spokesman Jeremy Woodrow.
Jeremy,
yes.
How many Facebook comments do we get today?
We had over 39 Facebook comments, and the post was seen by over 13,000 different people.
13,000?
Correct.
Was it shared numerous times?
It was shared numerous times. I don't have the number of shares because I can't see that on my phone, unfortunately.
A quick check on Facebook the next morning shows the post was shared more than 30 times. Why that particular post and this particular issue is so popular is open to speculation, but the Access Project did receive national attention in 2007 when former Governor Sarah Palin halted plans to build a $400 million bridge to Gravina in response to a national backlash against earmarks. As the vice presidential candidate the following year, she called it the Bridge to Nowhere in many of her campaign speeches, and 5 years later, the project still is mentioned by pundits debating federal projects. The newest study offers two scaled back bridge options and four ferry plans. Large maps and information about each were pinned to the walls of the Ted Ferry Civic Center, and DOT official John Barnett talked with a small group of local residents about the project. He notes that the bridge options each cost more up front than any of the ferry plans, but
a bridge maybe run you $250,000 a year to maintain a bridge, whereas a ferry is, the existing ferry right now in Ketchikan is $2 million a year. And then you look at a bridge over 75 years, that pretty much stays the same. You know, there's a little bit of maintenance, but with a ferry, you're looking at a ferry replacement about every 30, 35 years.
Barnett points to maps of the bridge alternatives. The first, called F3, is a $276 million two-bridge option that starts south of city limits and spans Pennock Island. The second is a one-bridge alternative called C3-4, costing an estimated $223 million to build.
It starts right at Walmart and comes up, behind Walmart and goes up onto that little bench. This is an area that's been logged before. And it would come up along that bench, and then it would just shoot straight across to the airport, and then right about here it would start to bend down, and it would end up right at the rental car agency.
The ferry options offer new ferries and new terminals at various locations, such as Peninsula Point and the Plaza. All the ferry options include new waiting facilities, restrooms, improved parking, and shuttle vans. The initial costs range from $23 million to $81 million. A handful of residents testified during the public hearing. Most favored a bridge, any bridge. Borough Manager Dan Bockhorst stressed the need for easy access to Ketchikan's airport, which he says is the state's fifth busiest. Bockhorst adds that Ketchikan residents should receive the same treatment as other Alaskans and should not be charged the proposed $5 toll.
The Ketchikan Gateway Borough, representing its citizens, wants equal treatment as residents of other communities have with respect to their airports. This is a major airport. I'm unaware of any other airport in Alaska that, other than Ketchikan, which we have currently in effect a toll in order to get there. So we are in opposition to any prospect of a toll unless similar arrangements apply to every resident of the state.
Michael Spence, representing the Southeast Alaska Pilots Association, a marine pilots organization, spoke against both bridge options, citing concerns about how such construction would affect marine traffic in the Tongass Narrows. Regarding the F3 option, he talked about increased traffic in the west channel of the Narrows due to the proposed low bridge over the east channel. In addition, Spence says,
this proposal neglects to state the hazards of introducing so many turns in the approaches to Ketchikan's harbor for very large vessels, and how those turns will be safely executed at times of winds over 20 knots or reduced visibility.
Spence also estimates that large cruise ships will lose about 30 minutes of port time if they're forced to travel through the West Channel. He says the proposed design for the C-34 option provides openings that are too narrow for cruise ships to safely pass through. Wally Klingelhut spoke strongly in favor of a bridge and received some spontaneous applause for his comments.
When they said the bridge to nowhere, that's exactly where Ketchikan is going without a bridge. Nowhere. And right now what we're doing is putting a few dollars and cents in a lot of hearings and spending a lot of state money and federal money on hearings when we could have had that bridge already. There's no excuse for that.
Kirill Beitman, who lives on Gravina, also spoke in favor of a bridge, along with Penick Island residents Renee and Ed Schofield, and Ketchikan City Council member Dick Coos. South End resident Diane Chowdhury spoke against the F3 alternative, expressing concern about how it might affect her view and property value. Carol Cairns also attended the hearing but didn't speak. She says her comments wouldn't fit into the 3-minute time limit, so she's submitting them in writing instead. She brought along a framed image, though, which she says sums up her comments visually.
This is a poster. It's done by Robert Walsh of Ted Stevens, and it's essentially a commentary on the Gravina Access Project being the poster child for political corruption.
Karen says she's concerned with how the bridges would affect not only marine traffic, but float planes. Any of the ferry alternatives works for her, but she says the problem with that is Ketchikan doesn't receive adequate funds from the state to maintain its ferries. DOT is taking comments on the draft supplemental environmental impact statement through August 13th. After that, officials will prepare a final SEIS. The department plans to file a record of decision by next spring. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.